yang satu, hadirlah dalam mimpi-mimpiku. Biar seribu, biar ramai mengganggu, padaku engkaulah ratu. Sejak mula bertemu, kau buat siangku sedingin salju. Dan malam jadi hangat, sehangat cintamu. Kasihku, Rosanna, kau gadis idamanku. Dua hati menjadi satu, bila kita bertemu. Oh, Rosanna, gadis idamanku. Bila kan sampainya waktu, kasih kita bertemu. Dalam cinta, Rosanna. Kau buat siangku sedingin salju. Dan malam jadi hangat, sehangat cintamu. Kasihku, oh Rosanna, kau gadis idamanku. Dua hati menjadi satu, bila kita bertemu. Rosanna, kau gadis idamanku. Bila kan sampainya waktu, kasih kita bertemu. Dalam cinta, Rosanna.
Come on. Sejak kemarin hatiku tak karuan, membayangkan beberapa kemungkinan. Apa yang bisa terjadi jika gagal kali ini? Sederetan sebuah para sahabat telah aku pelajari dengan cermat. Tapi aku sudah tahu nyari sihir peluang.
Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku tak sebanding terimu, biar aku hadapi. Oh, yeah.
Setia kapanpun dibutuhkan, tak juga dia menyadari isyaratku selama ini. Tuhan tolonglah, dia bodoh sekali.
Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku tak
samalah, jangan gemetar nanti menggenggam tangannya.
Rencana berbahaya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello and good morning everyone, and welcome to VoiTalk. Today we will discuss an important new initiative by the Indonesian government starting this February. About what, you might ask? Indonesia has launched a groundbreaking free healthcare program aimed at ensuring that more people across the country have access to essential medical services. And we're joined by two experts to help us understand more about this initiative. A representative from the Ministry of Health and Healthcare Professional who is actively involved in this program. And let's dive in and learn how this program works, its goals, and what it means for Indonesia's healthcare system. With us here in the special interview session, we have Dr. Maria Endang Subiwi, MPH, as the Director General of Primary Care and Community Health, Ministry of Health of the Republic of Indonesia. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
So, we also have another person who is here in the Zoom call today. It is Dr. Nabila Salama, who is actively in the Zoom call with us too, but probably right now she is not available currently at the moment. So let's start off this topic. So, Bu Endang, can you tell us first about the launch of the program and the recent launch of the free healthcare program in Indonesia, and what do you think about it?
Thank you. So we have just launched this program on Monday, 4 days ago, on the 10th of February. What we launched exactly is actually a free health screening program. So it's a health check for everyone who has their birthday. So it's actually a birthday gift to all citizens of Indonesia that on their birthday, they can do their health check. This is new initiative because I think it's only about a fraction small rather than coming for treatment when you are sick. So this is on your birthday. So this is what we launched on Monday. The screening program targeted all the citizens, but we have different scheme of the screening program. The first one is the birthday check. This is for under 6 years old and 18 years old and older. And those that are in the school age, which are 7 to 17, under 5, there is this services of monthly. One that we launched is really the yearly health check for all citizens on their birthday. So that is what was launched on Monday.
I see. It is really interesting because from what you said before, usually citizens go to do health checkup when they're sick. So the change of culture is actually really positive for the Indonesian because people in Indonesia like free stuff, especially in the gift program. I would like also to do a checkup. And does this program will go on until the future or just for the past years? I mean, for the next few years.
Actually, this is a start of a long-term program, So, so we would like to have it forever, and even to develop it into more checkup. But for the moment, we have quite number of list of checkup that will be able, hopefully, to prevent more catastrophic diseases. So we chose from the list of the examination that we do, we chose from those diseases that is the main or the major cause of premature death in Indonesia.
I see. So what are the most specific program that is currently undergoing the most intense routine that is happening in the program right now? I mean, like, what is the first program that the Ministry of Health is going to take care of first?
Yeah, so we designed the program based on life cycle, and we map the cause of death based on life cycle also. So we tailored the list of examination during the screening, health screening, based on life cycle also. So for newborn, we have 6 lists of tests, including hypothyroid, congenital hypothyroid. So it is when you were born, but your thyroid hormone is too low, and this will cause disturbance in your development. Another one is the low level of G6PD enzyme. This is a protection for your red blood cells. And also low level of adrenal hormone. So we have, and also congenital heart disease and atresia biliar, and also growth monitoring also. And so for newborn screening, we have 6 examination. For 1 to 6, we have 8 examination. For 18 to 59, we have 19 examination, and for geriatric 60 and above, we have 19 examination. So our people, only 40% of our people is actually having a health check every year. So now we want everyone to have their health check every year, but our package is actually designed for every life cycle phase, yeah, because every life cycle phase actually facing their own health problem. So the package is actually tailored to the needs of every age group.
Okay, thank you so much, Bu Enung, for your answer. But right now, I want to switch it up and go to Dr. Ngabila Salama. She is the public health practitioner, head of the medical and nursing service section at Taman Sari Hospital. How are you?
Good morning, Bu Enung.
And Ray. Hello. Yeah? Okay, so Buendong, maybe I would like to ask more question about the program, because there are lots and lots of application, and does the doctor that is on the field is enough for everyone to do able to do the checkup and maybe come to a different hospitals to go? Is there enough doctors right now in Indonesia?
So this is a checkup that is being conducted in our primary healthcare services, meaning the first stage of services, yeah, in the health system. So you have hospital system and you have the primary healthcare system, and we have a primary healthcare unit that is run by the government, which we call Puskesmas. Puskesmas is center for community health center, yeah, and we have 10,200 of them across the country. And from 10,200 in the most remote places, I think we only have 400, about 400 that doesn't have doctors, but they have other health workers like midwives and nurses. So the package that is being delivered for the health screening can be delivered in the primary healthcare, even when the 400 Puskesmas or primary healthcare unit that doesn't have doctors, we actually guide them on how to do it when you don't have doctors. But most of our primary healthcare unit actually have doctors to deliver the health screening program.
Ah, I see. So the program is actually well planned, because it's like a forever program, if I'm not mistaken, going to have from now on and to the future. So for listener, always make sure to do a health checkup, because if you don't get any gift from your family loved ones, you can get gift from the Health Ministry of Indonesia. So, for listener, before we continue with more interesting discussion about the free healthcare program, let's listen to this song, and then we'll be right back.
Indonesia,
listener, we are back with the interview about the free medical health care program from the Health Ministry of Indonesia. Right now, Bu Ngabila Salama is here in the Zoom call right now. How are you?
And good morning, Bu Enda and RRI, POE. Thank you.
Okay. So as a doctor that is currently working in the field, as a healthcare professional also, what was your first reaction about the introduction of this free healthcare program from the...
I really happy and of course really appreciate the government program for the free health checks. And the four main goals for free health checks is to reduce disability and morbidity, avoid death, reduce health costs for the patients, for health facilities and government, and of course to improve the quality of life. And the goal realizing the peak demographic bonus in 2030 and a golden Indonesia in 2045 is of course that people need to be healthy and intelligent. And we must to increase the healthy living paradigm for the society, preventing the illness and health starts with ourselves and the family. And we learned from the disaster management of COVID-19, working together, and the Pentahelix program, which is the central and regional government with the NE, Polri is the leader of the collaborations. And of course, there are private sectors like private clinics and community, academics and first media, and become very successful for management disasters of COVID-19. And of course, we are very hoped that with the existence of 10,000 sub-district health centers of our puskesmas with fairly complete ultrasound facilities and others, they will be able to carry out the examinations of at least 300,000 residents per day in the future. And very appreciate, very happy, and citizens must be very happy to face this program and use this program correctly.
Okay, so as I heard from both of you and Bu Endang, there are 10,000 hospitals across the Indonesia, not the hospital, but the main
puskesmas.
Puskesmas. And I would like to ask for you, and from your experience, how will this program impact the quality of care patterns and recipients? Because have any of the citizens start doing the free health checks since the programs opened in February, and have any citizen tried it?
I think this program is not very new, yeah, but we have this program, but today the program is very massive, very good, very digitalization, and we can have the data-driven policy. In the concept of the public health, there is two concepts, prevent illness and prevent complications and death. And prevent illness, of course, by living a clean and healthy lifestyle every day. But the only way to prevent death is early detection. Yeah, this is the free health checks. Yeah, we can save about at least 1 million rupiah for a patient a year to be free for health checks. Yeah, and prevent illness, of course, by living lifestyle every day, but to prevent death is early detection. And once a year is the minimum time to do it, to do the health medical checkup, yeah, routine medical checkup. And this program can be detect infectious disease and also non-communicable disease, yeah, communicable and non-communicable disease, which is the communicable disease is require high cost, very high cost for the patients and health facilities and government, such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, and etc. And we must to use these facilities, yeah, a year for every patient to become the health and of course prevent that.
Just to add to that, this program start on Monday, yeah.
Oh.
This program start on Monday, and until now we have already about 82,000 people registering to the program. Now it's only the fourth Now it's the fifth day, but our data until yesterday, until the fourth day, 82,000 people already registered, meaning they want to be checked on their birthday. But this is until the next month, yeah, because you can register until the next
April,
month.
April,
But those who came already is about 5,000 to 6,000 daily, so we have already about perhaps 25,000 people already being checked, including two of our ministers.
Oh.
So in the launch on Monday, we have 19 ministers and 5 ministers who came to 19 locations of our primary healthcare to see how the program is being run by the primary healthcare. But two of our ministers, actually the Vice Minister of Science and High Education, has her birthday, actually had her birthday on 11th of January. So she said, I wanted to be checked also. So she was checked. And yesterday, our coordinating minister for human development actually has his birthday and then was checked also in our primary healthcare. So the feedback already actually very positive. We read some features or human interest story from our mass media, and we are happy at the moment with the feedback from the people. So they are actually happy accessing the service.
Yeah, I think influencer is very a big impact to citizens to use this program, like a minister and etc.
Yes, because with many social media interests, like the ministries and maybe the artists who tried the free healthcare program, will make sure get the audience to try and do the same thing. And also 82,000 people is a lot of people starting since Monday, right? There are a lot of people that do this free checkup. And oh yeah, I would like to ask, if they are want to try the program but their birthday is like late one day, are they still able to do it if they just miss one day of from their birthday?
Yes, so we our program is actually on your birthday, or 30 days after the birthday, you can still access the health check program. But for January, those who has birthday on January, February, and March, they will be able to access the program until April. So all of this is digitalized, so people need to download the application, Status Sehat application, and then register through the application. When they live in the remote places, no internet, no handphone, they can still come to the primary healthcare to access the service. However, for those who has access to internet and handphone or mobile phone, we recommend highly that they download the application, because it will reduce their time in the health facility, because some form can be filled in beforehand. Before they came to the health facility, they're already being asked some questions, and this is in the digital system, they can already filled in, and it will reduce about 20 minutes of the time they have to spend in the health facility if they already prefill all the questions.
Okay. So,
yes.
Is there anything you wanted to add?
I'm very optimistic about the Status Sehat mobile application, because it's replaced with the Peduli Lindungi in COVID-19 COVID-19 era. And in the COVID-19, Peduli Lindungi can be downloaded by 100 million people in Indonesia at least. And I think Status Sehat can be downloaded in the future for more. Thank you.
Okay, so final question to Bu Endang. How do you envision this program improving access to healthcare for the Indonesian population, especially, like you said before, in rural areas with them not having the internet? Is there a possibility that it will grow and be more accessible for the Indonesian people?
surely this program will increase demand because people will remember when you have your birthday, then you have to have your health check. because this increased demand, then this will increase expectation. And when this increased expectation, what we want to happen is that the local government, the health worker, then become very responsive to deal with the problem of access. Because the local government wants to make their people happy, and then they want to make the program successful because the demand is high. It's also in the number one survey of our, one of the daily, Kompas Daily, yeah, in Indonesia. Actually, the survey of the population and the highest expectation from the people is actually the free health check program. So this is having a very high spotlight in the mind of the people. So the demand that is created hopefully also will increase access because we need to meet the supply with the demand. So this will move also the local government, the health worker in the field to provide better services to the people. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Buenda, for your answer. And finally, question for Bu Ngabila Salama. What do you think are the biggest challenges to ensuring this program's success in the long-term run? Because just like Buenda said, it will be a forever program. And how do the doctors in the field must deal with it?
Yeah, there are many difficulties for the new programs, yeah, of course, but we must to face it together. And I hope the Satu Sehat mobile application can become a super app for citizens, yeah, for citizens to view the examination history and medical records for health facility and, of course, to government to data-driven policy, of course. And the hope is that people who are not good, yeah, at technology in remote area, etc., can still be served, yeah, very clear and have their data entered into the Satu Sehat and the program of the government and the systems, and perhaps they can come to Puskesmas with an only KTP or ID card and be guided to register perfectly. And also, this program is new, so the socialization is very massive. Will be more massive conventionally and digitally, yeah, involving caterers, RT, RW, yeah, and then the community, religious figures, and influencers, so that they can spread massive word to mouth to mouth to this program. And of course, we can say that health starts with ourselves and family, and we must to use this program very clear. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Bu Endang and Bu Ngabila, for the time to do this special interview with Voice of Indonesia. And I will always pray for the best for the Health Ministry of Indonesia and also the health of the Indonesian citizens, because who don't want to be healthy, am I right? So, Voice listener, thank you so much for tuning in this special interview about the health system and the free program. Make sure to download the app, because who don't want to get gifts from the country as well, especially for your health. And I'll see you later. Thank you so much, for listener, and we'll be right back after this.
Thank you, Bu Endang.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Bank Negara Indonesia receives 2 awards from Alpha Southeast Asia. GCI opens higher by 29.40 points on Friday. And now the news in details. The first news. Bank Negara Indonesia received 2 prestigious awards from Alpha Southeast Asia for its strong financial performance and innovation. The award highlights BNI's commitment to enhancing banking services and digital transformation. This recognition reinforced BNI's position as a leading financial institution in the region. The second news. The Jakarta Composite Index opened with a 29.40 points increase on Friday, reflecting positive market sentiment. Investor respondents optimistically to global economic trends and domestic economic stability. Analysts predict the upward trends may continue, supported by strong sectoral performances. And that was Newsline.